Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. It is Wednesday, what, 20th? Boy, the 20th of April. Getting pretty close to summertime. Jimmy, you and I were talking about some of the great comments that have been on the blog, but some of them have been really inappropriate. You want to stress your opinion or give your opinion on that?
Well, I think you may be referencing maybe some foul, angry language that may be not good for the children to hear. And what I would say is that, look, we don't want to have those discussions like a domestic dispute. You know, what happens, and the most risky call for a police officer is a domestic dispute, because the emotions are so high, they show up, and that's where cops get shot or people shoot their wives or husbands or whatever, because they stop listening and they start yelling and screaming and the emotions get up. And that's what we sometimes see on the blog. You know, people are so frustrated, and the things that we're seeing out there are incredibly frustrating.
Right.
And they elicit strong emotions. And, you know, I all of us express it sometimes. I get angry. All of us do. I just think it's probably better if we try to keep a good handle on our emotions and stick with rational, reasonable arguments and listen. And then, of course, when we don't agree with each other, at least keep an open mind and a little amount of respect for each other. And I think that's a really valuable thing that we can do to actually do influence and potentially, if our argument's a sound one, then we win. If it's not, let's don't close our minds off to someone else, because we might learn something.
Yeah, I was talking to Frieda this morning, and I mentioned some of the comments from Dr. Larry that I said, those comments, in my opinion, are appropriate for this site. And the reason they are is because Dr. Larry has done a fair amount of study. I'm talking about Larry, the dentist, has done a fair amount of study about the medical community in the United States, and he's come up with a conclusion that there are really some negative aspects of it. I don't want those comments to stop. I want to be aware of them, because anybody who's smart enough to get through dental school is smart enough to be able to give that opinion if he'd like. Whether you agree or disagree is not the issue. The issue is it does make you stop and think. I know a lot of people, I know one guy in particular, Tony, really can't stand Frieda. But Tony, at least she makes you stop and think. And I give her credit for that. So she's going to continue on the show. But I really don't want any more profanity. It's because, I'm a Christian. I really value this website. Jerry and I have put a lot of work into this thing. Jerry being out of the box. He's been around since the turn of the century. Jimmy and I have put a lot of work in on this thing, and I don't want to cheapen it with foul language. So let's not do that anymore. Take over, Jim.
Let's talk like we talk to our moms. That's
right.
Okay. Maybe on occasion I've been mad at my mom too, but anyway, there's a lot going on out there, of course, and the level of corruption and information out there I will keep arguing this, that it is becoming clear who's on which side of the good and evil fight. And in my view, the evil are the people that are using gender pronouns to isolate people, that are dividing us by race. Evil are the people that are forcing others to think and believe what they believe is right, regardless of how crazy it seems to us, and screaming and yell at us at others if they don't want to support that.
Right.
That's evil. It's evil what's happening with the nation, with the policies that are undermining the actual legitimacy and the sovereignty of this nation, with the border, what's happening with the economy, with inflation, with, as John always points out, the crazy, extreme production of money and increasing the money supply, which is just, you know, increasing the national debt, which is really going to be problematic for us, as we're starting to see right now. These things are evil and are undermining America. And it's becoming quite clear who's arguing for them.
Yep.
And those that are fighting against.
Yep. I mean, I have to say, you know, by the way, I left out Irish Tony when I said somebody who's been around since day one. Tony's been around since day one also. But, you know, I really value this site. Let's not cheapen it by, you know, by using inappropriate language. And I guess that's really just about all I can say about that. You got to admit, people who piss you off and make you stop and think have value. They sure have value to me, is all I can say.
As long as you don't go blind because of your anger. And
yeah.
as I tell my children, as I tell kids that I, you know, the children that I speak to about, you know, youth employment and all the programs that I'm involved in,
right,
volunteer wise, if you don't hurt yourself and don't hurt others, all things are recoverable.
That's
and
right.
When I say hurt, I'm not talking about saying something that offends someone, because that's not hurting someone. That's,
I agree.
That's a choice to be angry with that.
That's
but
right.
I think these issues right now are very much becoming clear, that the frustration and anger is out there, but we have to step beyond it in order to win this long-term fight. And it's a long-term fight, and it's an eternal fight. Freedom is an eternal fight
for
each individual.
Jimmy, let's talk about the book written by the reporter from the Washington Post about the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. New York Post, right?
New York Post.
And she did a series of articles. She's the one that actually did the reporting on, and should be getting all the Pulitzers for the accuracy and the information that's provided. But, of course, it's been isolated by the big mainstream media.
Right.
And one of the latest little pieces of that popped up on the National Pulse.
Right.
The National Pulse is a pretty conservative site. It's Rahim Kassam, who, you know, was a close associate of Steve Bannon and, you know, very strong supporter of the former administration. But basically goes into detail on a letter that that Hunter Biden sent to his dad, I think the day or a couple days before President Trump was inaugurated in 2017, in January 2017. And apparently, I mean, the excerpts from this letter just show a really dissatisfaction with family and using each other, and basically claiming, you know, hey, you don't care too much. You're betraying, you know, a lot of different arguments. And it was right after Barack Obama had given the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So, it's a very interesting little read. But basically what it shows is a very emotional, a very unstable, in my view, very unstable Hunter Biden. And it shows some weaknesses in the entire career of Joe Biden, you know, and what he was willing to sacrifice for his personal success and financial success at the price of his constituents and of America.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to buy that book today, and I'll have more to say about it tomorrow, because I may not spend any time reading it today. I'm kind of falling behind in some of my other reading, but I will buy the book on, I'll get it on my Kindle if it's available, and I will begin reading it today. We'll have a lot to say about it. Why don't you pick up the book also, Jim, and let's talk about it, okay?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. So, yeah, The Hard Drive from Hell is the name of the book.
Miranda Devine's
New York Post writer that broke the story on all this.
Okay, we'll pick it up. There's some very interesting times right now.
Laptop from Hell. Laptop from Hell.
Laptop from Hell. Laptop from Hell. Emotions are getting very, very taut. I find this to be kind of an interesting time. Jim, thanks so much for your time today, man. You got a bunch of remodeling to do. Good luck.
All right.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back now.